Jesse, let's talk about the city finals in Philadelphia and a pretty impressive performance. How do you feel now after the fact, looking back on what happened there in Philly?
I feel really good about it. It was really exciting, and I was nervous at first. But once I got through the first five obstacles, I knew that the back half was just going to be fun, the back half of the course. So it was really fun, and I don't regret anything. I didn't make any mistakes. I just wasn't strong enough to get through that ninth obstacle.
Now, you owned Rolling Thunder. That had to make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, it didn't feel good at the time. It was really, really hard. It took me a long time to get through that obstacle, actually. I don't know how long exactly, but I think it was close to a minute or so of how long I was hanging there, and it was pretty brutal.
Now, you go on to the national finals in Las Vegas. Can you tell us a little bit about the format of that and what we can expect to see?
So, in Vegas, there's four stages, and in stage one, it's actually, you have a time limit. So you have to do the course fairly fast. And if you don't make the time limit, you don't move on. If you don't hit a buzzer, you don't move on. So it's a lot more nerve-wracking. You can't really take time to focus yourself before each obstacle because you got to go. Otherwise, you won't make the time limit. And so it's pretty quick, but it's also equally as fun.
Now, what do you think will be the toughest obstacle for you there?
They have the jumping spider, which takes out a lot of rookies. And then the ninth obstacle is usually pretty tricky, the one that goes to the cargo net. So I would say either of those two.
We're talking with Jesse Labreck, American Ninja Warrior. We'll get to see it all next week. Now, at Maine, you excelled in hurdles and heptathlon. How did that track experience help prepare you for this? Did Mark Leck have you do any of these things in practice?
No. I didn't do a lot of upper body work unless I was preparing for shot put or javelin. But even then, it has nothing to do. It doesn't correlate with the actual obstacles. But what did is, like, how I competed as an individual, but also on a relay, too. And so I got used to kind of being in that spotlight by myself. So you kind of have to, get used to that pressure. So that definitely helped me out with that. And my coach, Dave Cassano, was definitely a lot about mental toughness. And so American Ninja Warrior definitely challenges your mental toughness.
When you mentioned Dave Cassano, and, of course, a lot of people here cheering for you, are you hearing from a lot of your former teammates at Maine?
Oh, definitely. I hear from everybody, from everywhere, high school, college, people I don't even know. I'm getting a lot of support from this.
And you've also got another Mainer headed out to the finals as well, John Alexis Jr.
Yeah, he's actually one of my close friends. We did track together in high school. His dad was my coach. So, yeah, we're heading out there together.
And can you talk a little bit about the young woman that you work with back in Massachusetts and how fun it's been to share this experience with her and have her pulling for you?
It's just been awesome. She's really proud of me, and we have a great time. She comes rock climbing with me at times or goes and trains ninja, and she's been loving the viewing parties. She really likes attention and the spotlight to be on her, too. And they've done great with it. They've shown us really well. And it's exactly how we are. We're portrayed just as how we are in real life. So it's been really great.
Well, you got a lot of people back here at home pulling for you, Jesse. Good luck in the finals. We'll all be watching, and we appreciate you making time for us this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks.
Hey, thanks again, Jesse. Good luck.
Of course.